It worked, Bobby.
I thought shit conversation, that's not for the show. but it cut out two conversations, right?
Yeah, two, Bobby. So I just want to welcome back everyone to the T138S show, or the 138 show. We recorded the third and fourth episodes, and then my phone decided not to work and record those conversations. So the third and fourth show has now been lost in the sands of time.
This is try number three.
Yeah, this is now show number three, but technically try number five.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
This is how our lives work. It's how our lives work.
Yeah. What is your? How about you explain to our audience what happened to us just now, like in full detail?
Okay, so Bobby has this kind of software on his phone and records the phone calls, and it basically always works. And if it doesn't work, you know, maybe it'll work in like an hour. You know, it's fine. But this the whole thing just shut down. Two full conversations for our show. Just completely just wiped the demons, demiurge, archons, whatever the fuck you want to call them, devil. Fuck this on those two recordings. When it always works, like maybe what, 99.9%?
Yeah, like damn near every time, man.
Yeah, so it just works. But, not just a, you know, just a shit conversation we had, it worked. But, two conversations for the show, it decided to not work.
Yeah, I think we actually had...
That's how our lives work, and so we're peasants in this prison of a fucking, you know, reality. Making this show, and maybe we'll get five listeners, and you know, we'll be comfortable with that. But yeah, that's how life goes. Some people, they seem to make it, you know, maybe they suck enough cock or they worship Satan or whatever. That's not how it works for us.
No, it's not. I've learned a lesson in this life after 40 some odd years of being alive. I've learned that everything you do is going to be difficult. That you're not going to have, at least for me, you know, and me, you know, a lot of peasants, we're not blessed. We're not lucky. We don't get the breaks that other people get, or things don't work out like they should. And what happens is everything becomes difficult, whether it's trying to start a business or get a job or find a girlfriend or work on your girl or fix your car, pay your taxes. It's always something falling apart, like there's demons ruining my life.
Yeah.
Like simple things, just always breaking and like hurdles. Everything's hurdles for me and Bobby and, you know, a lot of people. But some people, it's like there's no hurdles. They just wake up and, you know, the fucking door's all open and they just become what they are and they get what they get and they make the money and they meet the person. It's just like the shit just works out for them. So, I don't know what that is, but it's demiurge, Satan, devil, demon, script, whatever, but here we are, me and Bobby, trying to, two peasants, trying to...
Looking for some reality.
Just two peasants, and the program... We decided to use was a program I got on Google Play. It's been working. I've used it for years. And, there it goes. There goes two shows. So, folks, the moral of the story, the lesson here is basically no matter what you do, you're going to have a nightmare at it because this place is not meant to be heaven. This place is meant to be torture, torment, punishment, lessons, you name it, and pain. Suffering, and so no matter what you choose, if you choose just to eat broccoli all day, you're going to have a problem. You're going to get allergic to it. You're going to have a breakdown. You know, if you just want to like stand on your head or do yoga, you're going to fucking sprain your neck. I mean, like, no matter what you choose, you're going to have a problem with it. And since me and Bobby figured we'd do something really simple and have a little show and record our conversations, well, we already lost two of them. But I guess enough pissing and moaning about it. That's a whole other show if it doesn't get deleted.
Yeah. True. No, but it was good. We had a couple of good sessions. We were talking about relationships.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good. We had some, it's sad for us, and, if anybody's out there listening, it was good. Maybe we'll likely do something like that again, but we had some gems.
Yeah, we did.
But,
Yep. That's what we had.
I guess we could do a little show on hopes and dreams and how the world works.
Yeah.
A little mini episode. But basically, hopes and dreams for Bobby. We don't have to. You guys might have to fight for something, strive for something.
Yeah, hope.
You want a really nice house, and you want a really beautiful girlfriend, or whatever.
A good paying job.
I don't want to raise. It's not for us. We have these peasant jobs. It's like that's what we can get. And to make more money or to get the beautiful girl or this or that. It's like we're gonna try to improve some things here and there, but. Basically, it usually goes bad, or it's going to take 7 years. But we figured, it's basically, we call it like basically God level help. We're going to do our little thing. We're going to wake up, take shit, go to our wage slave jobs and pray. And it's like, it's God level shit. God's going to help us, to do something epic, something amazing. To get something, throw something in our life, but other than that, it's been hell. It's been a whole lot of shit, hurdles, and walls. Trying for this. Nope. The fuck back. Sit down. And maybe we're trying for the wrong stuff. We're going the wrong way, and that's cool. But now, we're trying to hit the mountains, basically.
Yeah.
Do this simple little show, and you already see a couple episodes or an episode that we tried to put together. It's completely wiped, gone off. Like, we didn't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
The phone call didn't even happen. How does that happen? I don't know.
Why you like that?
Simplicity with no hope and no dreams. The simple life, being in the mountains, living in a trailer, fucking have this little show with five people listening to it. We're going to do that. We can accomplish that, even when, you can say teams or whatever, fuck that, here and there. But yeah, that's where we're at. This is the no fucking hopes and no dreams show. Because we had a good one, good relationship stuff. Like I said, we can do something like that again. So where are you guys at on your hopes and dreams? Is shit working out for you? Why do you think shit works out for you? If your dreams are happening, if your hopes are happening, why do you believe? It's just hard work. It's hard work. Are you a system sucker?
Yeah.
You have to suck a lot of cocks. You have to worship money, in God we trust, right on the dollar bill, right? In God we trust on money.
Yeah.
So, are you trusting in money or are you trusting in God, with this whole monetary system, with all this money? But yeah, no hopes and no fucking dreams. Where are you guys at? We hit wall after wall or up the hurdle. We're basically spent. We talk about just being just fucking just tired and basically in a dark hole, until God shines a light down on us, But it's been tough. It's tiring. It hits your soul, It's not just like physically tired, mentally tired. I don't have a lot left in me,
No, I don't.
Really go out there and fight and really make some shit happen.
Yeah.
So here we go with this simple ass show with three listeners. So you guys are fucking awesome if you're listening. maybe we'll get five. Maybe we'll get seven. That's cool. I'm good with that.
Hopes and dreams. Here you go. That's a good episode. Number three. Hopes and dreams.
hopes and dreams and you know, what makes them happen, you know? Is it just, blood, sweat, and tears, you know? Is it God? Is it Satan? You know, what makes this shit, you know, we'd like to say, you know, money makes the world go round. It seems to really, really does, you know? It just basically holds everything together and makes this bullshit-ass system. And you know, let's say we had a, okay, you want the big house. Well, it's going to take a lot of money, right? That's
going
to make your hope or dream happen. You got a lot of money, you know, so you can get that house. You know, even if you can say a beautiful, beautiful girl, you know, you got a lot of money, you're likely to get one, you know?
Yeah.
That seems to be what it's all about today. So.
She'll give you the time of day. And if you don't upset her, she'll drop trial, you know? There it is. That's simple, folks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it's turned into.
That's
what it's turned into.
Yeah.
Now I'm just sweaty. Oh. Brian Lee.
Hot in
milk. Yeah, I'm in Texas, folks. This is a miserable place. I do not enjoy the heat. The oppressive heat. The humid, sweating my pits out heat, make me smell a work all day kind of heat. Air conditioning down to 69 heat. Fuck. Oh, so yeah, hopes and dreams.
You talk about like the real, real simple, just hurdles, just bullshit ass devil shit that's happened in your life.
Oh man, you know, wish I could really. Wish I could really remember some shit off the cuff. You know, overall, it's just like every hope and dream I've had, whether it's movies or music or creation or whatever, everything is just, I used to do something called force of will, which was like, I just made it happen. I just focused on it, did everything I could, and when I got it, it was basically an abortion. It was like a fucked up cake. You know, it just didn't work out. And I had to learn to stop the force of will. Forcing this stuff just makes like a weird abortion get born into the world. And so I had to stop. And basically the last couple of years, I've been just beaten down and broke down. You know, run out of money. I was trying to go off grid, try to do the right thing, try to be Gandhi, be the change you want to see in the world. You know, quit serving the system, quit supporting evil, quit using my dollars for evil. You know, I don't like anything about this Roman system. This whole place is evil. You know, that's a whole show right there, talking about the evil that this system is, and again, the Monopoly Matrix. But I've learned that there's nothing but hurdles. So basically what I've been telling Bob is basically, you know, life is going to be hurdles no matter what you do. No matter what you do or who you are, at least, you know, for most of us. And so if you're going to do something, at least have it be your passion. For example, me and Bobby like to talk. So here we are. We're doing another show. Fuck it. Fuck you, devil. Fuck you, world. Fuck you, script, you know? Fuck you. We'll just keep yapping. You know what? Go ahead and kill me. I'm ready for it. I want to die. Please. Fucking take me out. I don't want to wake up tomorrow. But no, every day I fucking wake up. So well, I guess I'm going to yap. So here I am yapping. Yeah, fuck up my stupid recorder. Doesn't want to work randomly. God only knows why. Here we are. Show number 3, Hopes and Dreams, Hurdles. And, I'm in my 40s. Didn't know it was going to happen this fast, guys. I mean, if you're in your 40s, you know. I get it now. Over the hill, yeah, I get it. Now, I've been a health fanatic, exerciser my whole life, and I'm not immune to falling apart. You know, it's the harder I try, the more I fall apart. Can't do enough, can't afford enough. It's just like, it's brutal, and you can't stop it, and, you know, we're destined for a fucking graveyard. So what do you do before, you know, me and Bobby were talking like 1,000 things to do before you die, or 1,000 things to do while you're dying or waiting to die was an idea we had. And yeah, one of them is talk on the phone and record it. And hope you can fucking upload it.
That's what we can do. That's what we can accomplish at this point.
That's what we can do.
Wall after wall, hurdle after hurdle, just all this nope, all this force, you know, whether it be good or bad, if it's stopping us from getting into some dumb shit we shouldn't, or if it's, you know, Jimmy or Satan, demon or whatever, saying, fuck you, you're not sucking us off, this isn't going to happen. You're not worshiping this, you're not worshiping this fucking prison, this material, so fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, go fuck it. If you can talk and record it, you know, that's about all you can do. So, you know, go sit on your ass. You know, don't try to accomplish anything. It's not going to happen. You know?
So, right now, me and Bobby have no hope. We have no hope for a better tomorrow or a better day. So, you know, people don't like that. People like hope, you know, they like to, cause it's hope. Hope's what keeps you going forward in a system of shit, of evil. An evil, sick, fucked up, broken system where you go to the dentist and it's fucking $300 or $400 for one filling. You know, like who makes that kind of money? You know, your teeth are falling apart because they lie to us about how to take care of our teeth, you know, and the fluoride and the chlorine and everything's processed, everything's sugar and, you know, yeah, who knows if flossing's good or water picking's better or, you know, just endless stuff. So we can't get the truth of how to truly be and take care of ourselves. And the system profits greatly off of the necessities. It's one thing to charge a lot for a Lamborghini, you know, or a yacht or some bullshit, you know, people don't really need. But you're talking food and health. People need these things. And as a society and as a system, you're supposed to fucking, the whole point of us even getting together is to help each other. But where's the help? Where is the win-win? The whole point of a society is to fucking team up to help each other. Oh, here we go. Let me quick, but I'll probably have to repeat this. So let me do it fast. Why even have a government? Well, if there's one person, do you need a government? No, I'm just one guy. No, you don't need a fucking government. You live with law of the fucking land or a law of nature, natural law, and you have your own law. If you want to fucking piss on a cactus, you can. If you want to jump off a cliff, go ahead, but you don't break your leg. So one person does not need a government. So let's say you have a nomad. He's walking around. He's an oasis. He's got his camel and his supplies. He goes into this pool of water, an oasis. He sees another fucking camel jockey coming up. So they both happen to speak whatever, Arabic. And they say, hello, how you doing? Hey, good, how you doing? Well, here's the deal. I got to go get some food. I'm going to have to go hunt and gather. But I'm not taking my camel and all my stuff. Let me do this. Make an agreement. You're going to watch my property, and if someone else comes by to take it, you're going to defend my property. Deal? And yeah, you could have a wife and a kid with you as well. It's like, hey, watch my wife and kid, watch my camel. You got it? Yeah, I'm a man. That's what men do. Good. My wife will fucking bake bread or some shit and take care of the kids. And when I come back, we'll break bread together. And when you go hunting, I'll watch your camel and your family. That, my friends, is the only reason for government, is the equal protection of everyone's private property. It's the only reason to form a fucking government ever. Extra rules and bullshit and jails and centurions and spears and guns and fucking police abuse is not high on anyone's list of why they should fucking want a government.
That's a whole show, though. That's a whole damn show.
That's a whole show, but that's a powerful point, so I just wanted to throw that out there. So, anyways, me and Bobby have been neutered and reduced down to poor, slobbering slobs from our former glory of lumbering slobs. And now here we are on the phone, chatting, making a show, and hopefully spreading some wisdom. 20 years of research and living, you know, as adults has done for us. So, yeah. Don't even know how long the call goes on.
Cool little community, little fellowship. That's one of the things I want to get out of it. Yeah, it's like, you know, Bob and I, we talk, you know, and it's great. And it's cool, you know, talking about hopes and dreams. Bobby brought up recently about, like, you know, passion. We got to have a passion.
Yeah.
We got to have a reason, you know, to get up. Because, you know, we've been having a hard time again, you know, to get depressed. You know, that's a whole other show, too, that now that I bring it up. Depression.
Yeah,
like
impression.
But, but he's right. It's like a reason to get up. And I was just thinking, it's like, you know, I really don't have a reason to get up in the morning. You know, there's stuff I'm into. I'm interested in stuff. Like, you know, truth is one of them. That's why we're doing this. But we came to the conclusion, like, yeah, we fucking talk, or like, might as well record it and just get it out to the world and just see who's into it. So that's what we're doing, and it's a reason for us now. All right, it's a reason to get up in the morning. It's a reason to, you know.
Yeah, it's a passion. It's something to be excited about.
Yeah, yeah. It's something to do in this life instead of just be depressed.
Go be a wage slave.
You know, and constantly hitting wall after wall. So now it's like, oh, can we make a little community? Can we help a couple folks out? Can we make a little fellowship? We talked about that in the past too. connecting with, you know, really like minds and, you know, making this fellowship. Cause, you know, we can't, hopes and dreams, all this shit, we can't do this alone. You know, he brings up a good point. Bob, it's about society and we're supposed to help each other. But it's like, who really is? You know, even friends, even family sometimes don't even fucking help us, you know, in this life. You know, the people that brought us into this world are brothers or sisters. You know, we're off just caught up in this fucking Monopoly game and let's just make money. That's what we're doing. Oh, we're just going to watch a sports game and making some money. Fuck all of you, family, friends. You know, I'm watching some TV. You know, like, fuck all of you. But, you know, and this, you know, delusions, this denial that people have, you know, that everything's fine. You know, Bobby and I like to call it kind of like this Instagram, you know, kind of thing that's going on in society now. You know, everything's perfect, right? We got these perfect fucking photographs up. You know, my life is perfect. There's not a damn problem at all. When there's all this fucking obesity, you know, people are depressed, people are on like 50 drugs. That's a whole other topic right there too.
Yeah.
And all the fucking drugs people are on. But yeah, you know, at least you know, we are who we are and we're going to be real. You know, we get fucking depressed. Our life's not perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't have perfect looks. My life isn't fucking all in tip top shape. You know, I have everything together. You know, that's not how it is. You know,
no.
I put out this perfect thing. It's like, oh, I got all my shit off. You know, and you go on these dating sites and like, oh, you got to have all your shit all together. Who does? Well, fuck you. You know, your shit's not all together. You're all fucked up. You know, you just watch CNN and fucking, you know, reality TV, you know, have your shit together. You know, that's what's going on. So, you know, hopes and dreams. It's like us getting together, have a fellowship, help each other. You know, for simple shit, simplicity, stuff that matters, you know, spiritual stuff, some deep, real shit, and, you know, getting back to the basics, you know, that's about all we can do now, and that's what we're trying for, just really basic shit, basic needs, you know, talking about relationships, that's part of it, but, yeah, that episode was white, so we'll have to do that one again, but, kind of a basic need, right, you know, going back to basics. We got a little community together. We got, you know, we got some companionship, right? We got some food, you know, we got a little shelter. But bringing up shelters, you know, hopes and dreams, that's probably a lot of people's hope and dreams. That's some nice home. It's like when they're $500,000 and up. You know, that kind of makes it pretty damn difficult. There's all these stupid ass loans and credit and everything that we're all buying shit that we can't afford, right? All these cars and homes and everything, right? It goes on and on. But basically, it doesn't work for us. We don't
no.
System. You know, we're not going to get $500,000. You know, I'm going to get this house and this and that. I'm going to have a perfect family. Yeah, there's just so many topics, and we're going to hit a lot of them. So, you know, stay on the 138 train. Stick with us. Let's make a little community, you know. Let's make a fellowship, followers, and talk about this shit, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about
the fellowers.
Fellowers.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, the No Hopes and No Dreams show episode. Yeah, let us know. Let us know what you think. Let us know where your hopes and dreams are at and if they're being accomplished and why you think they're being accomplished or not accomplished. That'd be good. Let's chat about it. Again, choose good, pray, and sleep. See you next time.
That's what I say. I say we're good to go on that. Let's see if it works. I'm going to hang up and then see it, and I'll call you back.